taking a look at the weather, and we'll first start out in the Midwest Corn Belt and tell you a little bit about it. And we're looking at some more rain out there. Rain is falling in southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and Kentucky this morning, and those areas will receive the most rain over the next 4 days or so. So planting delays there will last into next week. Now, scattered showers are also occurring across portions of Wisconsin, northwestern Illinois, Iowa, and also in central Indiana, or at least west central Indiana this morning. And the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt will experience some scattered showers or isolated thunderstorms today through Friday night, with some of the showers even lingering in eastern areas into Saturday. Now, most of the areas I've just mentioned will receive well under an inch of rain over the next few days. Only a few isolated amounts over an inch from localized thunderstorms. So field work will resume in a much quicker pace across the rest of the Midwest than in the Ohio Valley. And the outlook for the weekend and beyond is for showers on an occasional basis, causing some localized delays. But looking at the big picture, rainfall intensity and frequency is decreasing enough that significant planting progress is expected during the next week to 10 days, with the exception, again, being in the Ohio Valley, the southern parts of the Midwest Corn Belt, where many fields will remain wet into next week. And as we look farther ahead, some of the maps that we're looking at are in a little bit of disagreement as to what will happen in the middle to latter part of next week. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, so there's still going to be some uncertainty into whether the weather will be good enough for planting progress once we get into the bulk of next week. So keep that in mind, as it looks like we're going to be cooler than average over the weekend. The jet stream will go south for a while. And then the big question is, what happens after that? Will the heaviest rains stay just to the west and south of the Midwest Corn Belt, or come back in here? And right now, our thinking is that most of the rain will stay to the south. And that's partly why I think Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky, those corn and bean growing areas will have probably the longest delays in planting. Now, something else to consider, this is looking way out into the future, and this is just something to consider. This isn't a forecast. That is the planting into the wet fields. Many producers want to get crops into the ground as quickly as possible, as planting is already behind schedule. However, planting into rather soggy fields could lead to problems in the midsummer period if a dry period of weather forms, and that's because roots tend to not grow as deep when planting occurs when in the higher levels of the soil we have wet conditions. And there's two reasons for that: the fact that roots seek out moisture and don't have to grow as far as deep into the ground when the fields are wet near the topsoil. And the other problem is, as the wet soil dries out, a hard crust forms, and that makes it harder for roots to dig deeper. So some crops planted in Missouri, eastern Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan over the coming week may be susceptible to a dry period of just a few weeks in length this summer if the roots don't get far enough down into the soil. Some producers may break up the soil before planting, but anyway, this is just something to keep in mind. If we get into a dry period, those fields that have deeper roots will have more resistance to drought. Now to the Delta and Southeast. Heavy rain is likely in central sections of the Delta on into northern portions of the Southeast today, and there may be another round of rain in those areas Monday, so that could slow some field work farther south in the Delta and Southeast, mainly dry. In the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, periodic showers over the next week. They were very wet the last couple of months, so planting is behind, and if planting doesn't happen soon, they will start to see some reductions in yield, so that's a place to watch over the next few weeks. And that's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.